a political candidate. Where bears in the woods are take five seats and form an involvement. Where all you need to do to get elected is to make monkey moves. Is that Clinton right? And where statements in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. On television, the struggle of nation, freedom and grace, speaking to nation.
What happens to women who suddenly realize that they may have taken something when they're pregnant?
I beg your pardon.
There's a place with self-canceling phrases like fresh frozen, pop art, and military intelligence have become standard. It's a place where words are refined like talk to the freedom fighters. Standing in front to a president, regime.
This is Reverend Book Byrne. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight we had a cancellation of our live clergy scandal maker due to Father's Day, which I forgot about. So that is postponed. The hot, juicy clergy scandal will happen in the future. Tonight we're going to call it The Bert and Rudy Show for anti-abortion Christian terrorists John Burt and Eric Rudolph, people totally disregarded by Ashcroft, the Fatherland security goons, and the corporate media. And even though we're not having the hot clergy scandal theme tonight, I'm going to start with a kind of luscious song. It's by Yellow, and it's called Oh Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, going to do the first of two birthday dedications that are this week. The first is for Bill Baird. His birthday is this forthcoming week, I believe, Thursday or Friday, although to celebrate, he is continuing his work against the American Christian Taliban's efforts to destroy the rights of others to shit-can reproductive freedom and lifestyle freedom, as is Bill Baird's 40-year tradition. So his webpage is back up, so you can check that out. There's a lot of history in it. An article by Joni Scott, also of the Pro-Choice League, at prochoiceleague.com. And you may want to send hellos, happy birthdays, and any kind of contribution that you can, even $5 or $10, because they are really in need of that. And going to play a track by Sandy Rapp. This one is new to the Reverend, although now I'm not sure how new it actually is, but it's by Sandy Rapp. It's called Flag and the Rainbow, and this is a song about Bill Baird called Ballad of Billy Baird.
That young and gentle pioneer took to the street when he saw a woman died from an underground abortion. What keeps you going, Billy Baird? What keeps flowers in your hair? When you've been so long singing the good song. You keep 60s rolling on. He's bought a band with all he had and set about to spread the word. When just a mention of prevention was illegal to be heard, three times for the village there, the highest court in all the land. When it was seen as criminally unfree to speak of a parenthood that's planned, if the right to privacy means anything at all, it is to choose whether or not to bear a child. So spoke the court in 72 when Billy Bear first came. Make birth control legal for single in the USA. What keeps going to the stairs? What keeps flowers in your hair? Where you've been so long singing a good song, you keep 60s rolling on. There was a song in 79, no doubt still was meant to die. The morning break out, they burned this clinic to the ground. They say the devil in his face and shoot the windows from his grave. They're for creation, not information, and they still die for writers nowadays. And the court cited twice again for Billy Baird. There be eyes and static times the Roe v. Wade. Then there faced jail again, this time for rights of gay. For years he was denied the vote for families such as these. Some leaders thought he'd cut a deal, too radical to be for real. Maybe he steers the play, maybe he's CIA.
Who's by my side?
Jesus! Jesus!
I'm James Kennedy.
Do you believe that
I'm just a harmless man? I must warn you, you may be shocked at what you're about to do. Did you know the Bible is just a cover for the real agenda? I need your money. I'm teaching perversity that's endangering the very lives of our children. I'm targeting America's youth. The younger a child can be introduced to me and the Bible, the better. The incredible tragedy of the Bible is that it's the final tool with which to dismantle all gay and lesbian groups. I don't want you to know that if you or someone you know is caught in the web of Jesus Christ, there is hope through the truth. That's why I'm absolutely committed to continuing to tell you myths and misinformation.
I'm just a hypocritical fascist prick. Yes, I am. Totally brainwashed by the Bible. I admit it all.
Thank you.
you just heard Os Rotten doing the Rotten Agenda and Modern Day Witch Hunt. Before that, Sandy Rapp did The Ballad of Billy Bear. Ms. Terry did Terry and Friday. Yellow did Oh Yeah. And started off with the Beatniks doing Welcome and Television. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on every Sunday night live at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com and broadcast at two micro radio stations in Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. And at AtheistNetwork.com, you can hear the show repeat broadcasted throughout the week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 in the morning and either 8 or 9 at night, as well as Sunday morning when the show is back-to-back with the hour of Slack. And what could be more appropriate on Sunday morning? The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. And we had some technical difficulties last week, so I'm not sure how much you heard and how much you did not. And there were definite difficulties with the repeat broadcasts that were to occur throughout the week. So they were repeating, I believe, the Bless My Vibrating Crucifix show all of last week. But supposedly these kinks are ironed out, and this show should be available throughout the week. And these shows start at different times because for the relay broadcast, I have to start about 3 minutes early, which is why the Beatniks started around 8:57 East Coast time, USA. And let's see. We did have a cancellation, so due to Father's Day, our special scandalous live guest has caused the postponement of the hot clergy scandal, but that will come in the future. And actually, a lot of scheduling is uncertain. There are a lot of potential live guests and friends of the Reverend who are traveling, coming to town, revisiting, returning home, and the Reverend himself has been invited to a handful of places and will attempt to negotiate compatible times off to be able to do, I guess, a kind of a mini hit-and-run tour. And that's going to, of course, affect the impact of the show's scheduling. However, I believe that next week we're going to have the return of Lord Jesus, who is ready to return and be here for another show, and he promises to speak. So, next week, Lord Jesus, and you will hear more from him than Good Night, and a couple of other things, and what a couple of songs were that he brought with him. Also, the Reverend's good friend Jennifer Hunter is revisiting Philadelphia and is not sure whether or not she wants to do live radio, and her business is still booming. She runs an online and mostly telephone domination service. I can't picture her in those kinds of behavior since we talk health issues and life stories and whatever. However, that's what she does. She's at JenniferHunterConsulting.com, or you can call her at 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN. And if you say that the Reverend sent you, you get something good, I'm not sure what, but you get special treatment if you're one of the book burners and you call Jennifer Hunter. And hopefully you will meet her, although I have no idea how she will act on the air. So, hello, Brazil, Belgium, Switzerland, Amsterdam, Australia, Canada, and book burners all across the USA. we will have a hot and steamy story for you, but it will be when our scandalous pastoral guest is able to be on the show. And again, the scheduling will have to be flexible, as well as the appearance and schedules of guests and the Reverend's own travels. If you want to write to me, get the playlist, get the links to all the articles mentioned, and show summary of discussion, asshole of the week listings, etc., write to Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Quayle, Quayle, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. And congratulations to the Reverend's friends at South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, who yesterday marked 16 solid years of constant and continuous front lines clinic defense against the American Christian Taliban and America's version of Al-Qaeda, the anti-abortion mobs, harassers, intimidators, blockaders, and terrorists. Thank you, SJCDC. Okay, next week again, Lord Jesus, and let's see. We'll do two birthdays tonight because I want to cover as much of the talking kind of material before Lord Jesus' appearance, or Jennifer Hunter's if she does decide to do the show. So instead of the hot clergy scandal, this is called The Bert and Rudy Show, and even though it sounds like two Sesame Street characters, these guys are anything but, since Sesame Street characters are very likable, very humane, very non-dangerous, very personable. Even Oscar is pretty personable, but these guys have the social development of a Jeffrey Dahmer type, or I can't even think of examples. That was probably slanderous against Mr. Dahmer, and I apologize to his survivors, but these people have zero social development. They are dangerous people. They are terrorists. They are killers. And in one case, an accused child molester. Now, the Reverend does have a good laugh over scandals and does not mind the Family Values Congressmen and the TV evangelists and the fundamentalist Christians and anti-abortion leaders who get caught having their affairs, even though it's lying and not up front. As long as it's with fully grown humans of any gender who are not in a coma, the Reverend says, that's okay. We're just having a good goof on it because these people are hypocrites pretending to be sex negatives as they fight against the freedom of all. However, John Burt, like thousands of priests, is quite a different story. John Burt, to give you a little background, is said to be an ex-Klansman, although people debate how much of an ex he is, but officially he's an ex-Klansman and alcoholic who became very prominent in the area of Pensacola, Florida, which is, of course, home of thousands of fundamentalist nut jobs and delusional extremists, and has a history of being associated with the people who have perpetrated the violence. Shortly after his involvement in the movement in the early 80s, three clinics were bombed on Christmas Day. A couple of years after that, also in the 80s, he was driving anti-abortion terrorist John Brockhoff passed the Pensacola Clinic, and that same week John Brockhoff was arrested for possession of explosives. Why didn't you hear about it? Because the corporate media does not care if a terrorist is white and Christian. Otherwise, you would have heard about what kind of underwear this guy was wearing and every detail of his life for months. But John Brockhoff was arrested. He did time for the explosives. And shortly after that, John Burt was a part of a group who invaded equipment, violently attacked the staff, and trashed equipment. And several or most of the many participants in that did some time. Then we flash forward to 1993. John Burt is a mentor for the very unstable anti-abortion recruit named Michael Griffin. And while kind of shepherding this guy and talking about how evil and how horrible the local doctors are, John Burt was a mentor to this guy all the way up through Sunday, the week before Michael Griffin decided on Wednesday, March 10th, 1993, to shoot Dr. David Gunn to death. Not pleased enough with himself, John Burt joined Paul Hill and two other anti-abortion terrorists in the stalking of Dr. Gunn's replacement. Dr. Britton. Paul Hill later, in the summer of 1994, became the sniper and assassin of Dr. Britton, his security escort, and wounding the wife of the security escort who was murdered that day. And Paul Hill was the perpetrator of that, currently on death row in Florida. And John Burt was a part of the group led by Paul Hill to stalk and eventually kill Dr. Britton and Colonel Barrett. So, this guy, it is safe to say, is a terrorist. And all along, he ran this Christian home for pregnant teenage females called Our Father's House. Very militarily run, very boot camp-like, very strict, and they were required to join him on protests outside of clinics. He bought the building next door to one of the clinics so he could erect huge scaffolding and more deeply harass the women entering the clinics, as well as the staffs and doctors. And while he was running Our Father's House, he reportedly confused it with being called Our Father's Whorehouse. And there were, according to the Florida equivalent of Family Services, reports of sexual abuse of minors perpetrated by John Burt, but never enough to make a case. So this guy who got funding for Our Father's Whorehouse, even though there were all these reports, they let him operate. Thank you, Jeb Bush, and your predecessors continued funding him. And since the reports were never substantiated, even though there were so many in number, it didn't become an issue until this past week, when somebody did come forward and somebody did have evidence. And since that report came out, there are other recent victims who are coming out. And this isn't some bullshit case like some vindictive, hateful person bullshitting about another person. This is a real case against a real perpetrator. And he fled, even without his heart medication. This guy, who's in his 60s, had vanished for a couple of days and then was apprehended. So John Burt is going to possibly be Eric Rudolph's roommate. So just like we called for the sending of Eric Rudolph some lubrication in his cell down in the deep south, where his inbreathing friends hid him for so long and helped him elude the law, it even gave him a nice haircut before his capture. John Burt just might be in the same cell with him, and that is on the amusing side. So, and we're going to call the show the Burt and Rudy Show in acknowledgement of them. And we're going to get back to that. We're going to also cover some more religious right-wing scandals. There's a whole lot of Bush news. We're going to do Asshole of the Week, plus there's a couple of runner-ups. And we have another birthday. All kinds of incredible shit on the net. And there's Everlasting Godstopper news. Some dedications. Yet another great issue of Heads magazine. And an incredible, absolutely incredible issue of Extra magazine, published by Fair. And some new films. Penelope Houston news. And a whole lot more. So, we are still celebrating the freedom of Ed Rosenthal and all the other stuff that we had to celebrate. And we're going to give you one more thing to celebrate later. But first, let's go back to basics. In repressive times and times of myths and times of scapegoating entire communities and entire lifestyles, in times of media propagandistic bullshit, the lies that sold the last war, the corporate media hoes that cheerfully repeat the lies of the Bush regime, the new spate of right-wing hate talk show hosts, the new total fuckheads like Michael Savage who are emerging on the scenes and attempting to silence people by filing lawsuits against them. Since people and lifestyles are going to be scapegoated more and more, since more bullshit is going to come out, since they're going to target people like Ed Rosenthal instead of focusing on the true perpetrators of the most serious problems of the nation, of the world, we're going to go back to this old classic song to encourage you to continue doing what you're doing, to continue to expose the bullshit in the world, to continue to fight for a more just and humane world, and equally important, to keep yourself together and to keep the party going. This is the Beastie Boys. Fight for your right to party.
Yeah! We'll be right back.
if you're a long-time listener, you may remember the live guest appearance of Diane Fornbacher, who is executive director of the Drug Policy Forum Tri-State, or DPFTS.org, fighter for the freedom of Ed Rosenthal and many others, as well as examining the Nazi-ish war on drugs and trading real policies, much like those in Holland, rehabilitation for real drug problems and not abusing the word addiction for things that have no business having this billion-dollar failed war against, including people who need medicinal hemp. She was a great guest. She's a dear friend of the Reverend, and it's her birthday next weekend. And we're going to play her a song that we just know she's going to love. It's by the Asylum Street Spankers, and every time I play this, people ask how to get it. So I'm going to tell you in advance. They are online, asylumstreetspankers.com. The CD is called Spanker Madness, and it kind of has a cover like the poster to the Reefer Madness film. And this track is entitled Winning the War on Drugs.
My lazy boy, just watching my TV. There's something that the newsman can't explain to me. Maybe I'm just paranoid as I set my reefer down. If there's a war on drugs going on, how come they're all around? But we're winning the war on drugs, we're winning the war on drugs. Praise the Lord and pass the ball, we're winning the war on drugs. You can grow them in your backyard or score them off the thugs. Put your hands against the car, we're winning the war on drugs. Tony scored 10 kilos from a pair of shiny black shoes, with an eagle in his haircut and an earphone on his tongue. After he got busted, he couldn't make no bail, cause we're making money off the stand. Bill Hicks and the laughter he creates. I'm burning all your records cause the artists were all fake. On this earth there's flowers, fungus, herbs, and weeds that take. If those things are legal, then God made a mistake. But we're winning the war on drugs. We're winning the war on drugs. Praise the Lord.
Every day I get up and pray to God. exactly one.
Everybody's coming home for lunch these days. Last night there was skinhead on my lawn. Take some skinhead bowling, take them bowling. Take the skinhead bowling, take them bowling. Some
you just heard Husker Du doing In a Free Land. The Avengers did The American in Me. Camper von Beethoven did Take the Skinheads Bowling. Kinky Friedman did Kinky. Asylum Street Spankers did Winning the War on Drugs. And started off with the Beastie Boys doing Fight for Your Right to Party. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight's theme is the Bert and Rudy Show, and we just talked about the Bert half of these not-so-Sesame Street-like characters. The other anti-abortion terrorist caught a couple weeks ago by a rookie police officer, not by these supposed fatherland security goons, who don't mind detaining all kinds of people and racist sweep-ups of people who have nothing to do with terrorism or any crime. But to be ignored, like most of the anti-abortion movement, for the last 20 to 25 years, Eric Rudolph was somebody raised by a white supremacist, right-wing militia kind of group called the Christian Identity Church. And they were violently racist, especially against Jewish people. They are homophobic to the point of violence, and of course they hate women and abortion. Gee, that's a shock. And Rudolph is going to go on trial for the bombing of the 1996 Olympics, resulting in one death and 150 injuries. A bombing of an Atlanta clinic, that was a double bombing. A second one was set to go off 45 minutes after the first, so that the initial response team of police and firefighters would get injured, and that was successful. There were 6 or 7 injuries, no fatalities. The double bombing of a gay bar in Atlanta, and then the bombing of a Birmingham clinic in which off-duty police officer Robert Sanderson, working as a security guard while off-duty, was killed, and nurse Emily Lyons seriously wounded. Rudolph stayed in the woods, and the corporate media just loves to repeat these little bullshit stories about how he lived on lizards and acorns for 5 years. This guy who was clean, in clean clothes, a short professional haircut, short trim mustache, no beard, perfectly healthy, even good teeth. But he didn't have any help from these inbreeders who had dozens of shirts selling, like Run Rudolph Run and We Love You Rudolph and We Love You Rudy and blah 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 in Murphy, North Carolina. So Rudolph is a captured terrorist, but when Ayatollah Ashcraft makes remarks like, finally we got him and he's notorious, this guy wasn't even mentioned when they were supposedly beginning anti-terrorism times. There was not one poster of him. You only saw pictures of people of Arab descent. You only saw the pictures of Al-Qaeda. You only saw the pictures of the people who you would have thought introduced the word terrorism, instead of the people who are part of a 20 to 25 year pattern of terrorism in this nation, largely ignored by these people. And when there was legislation that to address their escalating terrorism after 20 years of encouragement, they went after Bill Clinton, one of the few times he actually did have the pretense of having a spine, when passing the FACE Act to protect clinics and to really prosecute these terrorists. They were like, oh, well, you're also going to affect the nice anti-abortion harassers. We don't like this bill. So, yeah, these are the same people who are in charge of the so-called fatherland security. Attack the rights of others, shit can the Bill of Rights, scapegoat entire communities, perpetrate large-scale racist attacks against innocent people in the name of preventive detention, and ignore the real fucking terrorists. The long-time perpetrators of terrorism in this nation. So, Eric Rudolph, we want to give you some lubrication. Hopefully you can share it with John Burt when you guys do the Burt and Rudy show in the slams. And there's another one of these bozos in the news. A guy named Michael Grumbine. This guy was trying to drop anti-abortion literature, I don't even know where, from a paraglider and lost a couple of fingers. So I think if you want to really perform a humanitarian act, give Michael Grumbine the finger. And maybe a new paraglider. Although I don't know if he wants to try to fly again. But please give Michael Grumbine the finger. And one more anti-abortion, total extremist in the news. Randall Terry, I said this last week, but it bears saying again. Randall Terry is ripping off the anti-abortion movement. I can't say this without laughing. He is raising money saying, oh, the old lawsuits against me bankrupted me. I need to get my money back, and I desperately need your donation, etc. And what he's actually doing is he's foreclosing on a big house in Florida where it can't be seized away from him. And he is scamming the anti-abortion movement so that he can buy this big house and entertain what he calls important people, whoever they are. And the Reverend says, thank you, Randall Terry, for the latest Randall scandal. Even though it's not as juicy as, of course, your sex scandal of the 90s, please continue to do that. And anti-abortion people, if any of you are listening, please send Randall Terry your money, as large a donation as possible. And people who are not Christian Taliban types or fascistic in any way, please send a donation to the pro-choice leg of Bill Baird's for his birthday and to continue 40 years of reproductive health care services freedom and lifestyle freedom. Okay, a couple news items, and then I want to play another song. The movie that exposes these kind of haunted houses that are run by fundamentalist nut jobs called Hell House released a movie called Hell House Movie, and that is now on video, and you can check all that out at hellhousemovie.com. And speaking of movies, the Reverend heard from Darlene Lieblich, and thank you for writing. She sent information about Heart of the Beholder, the movie Hollywood is afraid to make. And there's a little film teaser you can watch at the site, beholder.com. to check out Heart of the Beholder, the movie Hollywood is afraid to make, by Darlene Lieblich and others, beholder.com. There are 1,000 great articles right now at workingforchange.org. But among all this great stuff is an article on accountability and preventing a repeat of election frauds on the next presidential election in 2004, and ways to try to prevent a repeat of the coup of 2000. All of this is at workingforchange.org. Let's see. Avengers news. You heard Avengers a couple of songs ago. Penelope Houston is releasing a CD, a retrospective of 25 years of her material when she was in the Avengers and her very fine solo career. And there's also a contest. You can win advanced copies. She's at Penelope.net. Oh, God. There's way too much shit on this paper, as usual. And a plug, once again, for the book about George W. Numbnuts, Cokehead Executioner, Enron Ho, Corporate Stooge, 9/11 Cover-Upper, Liar, about weapons of mass destruction, Bush, called Fortunate Son, This is so highly recommended. Fortunate Son from Soft Skull Publishing, softskull.com. And one more plug. Weapons of Mass Stupidity, The Marriage of Television and Propaganda, may well have been the funeral of Reason by Hal Crowther from IndieWeek.com. That might be hard to find because it's kind of a back issue from June the 4th. But if you write to me again, I will send you that link. Quail@sjcdc.org. And you will get Weapons of Mass Stupidity about W. Numbnuts Bush and the propaganda machine. Going to play a song, let's see. Some of you may remember Julie Brown from Just Say Julie. This is from her album, Trapped in the Body of a White Girl. And let's find the song. This is the title track, which is called Trapped in the Body of a White Girl. Lord, make this machine work. Hallelujah. Play. We need a miracle here, Lord.
Hey, check it out! Ooh, I like it.
Show of the Opera, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Brookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow citizens, every year...
Man. Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have two runner-ups. Oh. Runners up to Asshole of the Week, number one. This is from Pleasantville, New York, from Pleasantville High School. Two little assholes who have been harassing the free thinkers, the non-theists, the people who advocate separation of church and state, the non-Taliban clones. Jack Ruiz and Luke Unnelis from Pleasantville High, Pleasantville, New York. You guys are Taliban clones. You are violent bullies. And you're not quite important enough to be called Assholes of the Week. So you are just simply runners-up to Asshole of the Week. So you need your little... Mr. or Ms. America crowns and your little sash, and you could say, I'm simply runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And dishonorable mention to the school officials who are blaming the victims of these goons instead of the perpetrators of violence and bullying and making a big fuss where they have no business making a fuss. We have another runner-up to Asshole of the Week, and that is Lou Sheldon. He is the head of the Traditional Values Coalition. And his latest whiny email is about supporting the Taliban clones that W. Numbnuts Bush has nominated to the judiciary. We like people like Mullah Omar and Ayatollah Khomeini to be in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals and eventually the Supreme Court. We like these nut jobs W. Bush has been appointing. So that's point number one, Lou Sheldon's call for support for the judicial nut jobs that W. Bush has been nominating. Hey, where's the sounds?
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Additionally, runner-up to Asshole of the Week, Lou Sheldon of the Traditional Values Coalition, has been perpetrating the myth of... them homosexuals are the perpetrators of child molestation. When we know who the perpetrators are, they are people like you. They are people like those who run the Christian youth camp of Focus on the Family, run by Reverend James Dobson, in which there were child molesting occurrences. Ultimately resulting in legal charges. And what's that group called again? Oh, yeah, Priests for Life. More people who harass women outside of clinics who are, well, actually, it would be an improvement if they were actually in a legitimate sex scandal, but these are sick molesters who are also moral crusaders. So, pay attention to the next song that the Reverend plays. Lou Sheldon of the Traditional Values Coalition and learn about who these perpetrators are. Stop blaming people in the gay community. Lou Sheldon, Traditional Values Coalition, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. God, who could top these runner-ups? All assholes. But there is a better one. Asshole of the Week. Sunday, June 15th, 2003 at RadioVolta.org and AtheistNetwork.com and two micro radio stations in Washington State, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Doug Coe of a group known as The Family. Does that mean the Manson family? Or does it mean a group that's arguably worse? Doug Coe is a group of Christian cultists known as The Family and organizers of the National Prayer Breakfast. They're not just annoying fundamentalists, but people who have an ear in the rogue dictatorship of the Bush regime. People who have entertained dictators, including the former racist apartheid leaders of South Africa, torturers and murderers around the world, and even some of the Islamic fundamentalists with ties to Islamic terrorist groups, currently organizing get-togethers and prayer breakfasts with the residents. Again.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
So, Doug Coe of The Family, organizer of the National Prayer Breakfast, you are Asshole of the Week, and there's two great resources on this. The first is from Harper's Magazine, harpers.org, online features, an article entitled Jesus Plus Nothing, and an even better article from Alternet, and there's so much great stuff at alternet.org. Meet the Family by Anthony Lapp of Guerrilla News Network. Meet the Family at alternet.org. And while you're at alternet.org, you can check out a great thing by Al Franken, the great comedian and author of Rush Limbaugh's A Big Fat Idiot. Al Franken and the Lying Liars, also at alternet.org, as well as an article by John Dean entitled The Case for Impeachment. All right, enough of these sounds. All right, runner-up to Asshole of the Week, Lou Sheldon. I hope you are paying attention, because rather than scapegoating and using gay people as a means of raising money among people who are prone to hysteria and bullshit propaganda and scapegoating and getting you rich and not having to work for a living, pay attention to the real perpetrators of pedophilia, which you are going to hear right now.
Oh, darling, you look adorable. I can't believe it's your first day of school. You're growing up so fast. Now be a good boy and do whatever the nice priests tell you to do.
So, William, I hope you enjoyed your first day of school. You know, Our Lady of Blind Conformity is one of the finest boys' educational facilities in the country. You are quite fortunate to be attending. Here you'll learn that a complete education incorporates both academics as well as religious studies. Prayer is a major part of our daily routine. Oh, there's nothing I enjoy more than seeing an entire room of boys on their knees in prayer. In fact, if you'll follow me into my office, I'll show you an exciting way to praise God.
Who tells us that God is cool? Who prefers to teach at an all-boys school? Who
Bible. Who's the man with the sticky Bible? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who reads to us from the book of Job? Who's the man with the lamp in his robe? Hugs the son, but not your daughter. Who does the dick in the holy water? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who's the biggest prick in the congregation? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who knows the words to all the psalms? Who's the priest with the sweaty palms? Who chose the most pious profession? Who groped the boys while in confession? Father Peter, the pedophile priest.
Warrants explanation for people outside of the Philadelphia area. Philadelphia has, like most places, been dominated by the worst of the corporate media, including these absolute horrors that are called rock stations, and even one college station that once upon a time was good. So when you hear the references to WMMR and YSP, they are what you hear in your city. These are Infinity and Clear Channel and similar shit. And the reference to WXPN is about a college station from University of Pennsylvania that in the 70s and 80s was great, and in 89 was taken over by some corporate numbnuts named Mark First. And that is the reference to WXPN. So you'll hear MMR, YSP, and XPN a lot in this absolutely classic song by the Dead Milkmen. This is from their Metaphysical Graffiti CD, and this track goes out to Philadelphia Corporate Rock Radio, and it's called The Big Sleazy.
Take it, boy! Sister's really moving up in the world. She dates a full-grown professor. Goes by the name of Professor Griff. He's a great guy. He's a good old boy. That wild old Professor Griff. I think he's a history professor. The other day he told me the wildest story about the history of jewelry. Anyway, come nightfall, we all love to sit on the porch and Sis plays the banjo, I play the jug, and Professor Griff breaks out his Jew's harp and just flails away. God, I love that guy.
Thank you. good.
What can I play for you? Sorry, just play the block of the boss for the guys in the sandal store. Just play the block of Fleetwood Mac for the guys in the granola factory. But I'll tell you what, how about if I send you a $20,000 gift certificate from Bob and Jerry's World of Music?
I hate it.
DC doing John Wayne was a Nazi. Dead Milkman did The Big Sleazy. Jello Biafra did Father Peter, the Pedophile Priest. Definitely one of the most requested songs to be repeated on the show. That is from the Spit series. That edition of Spit was called America's Sweetheart. Before Jello, you heard Lemmy from Motorhead doing his version of Thirsty and Miserable, a Black Flag song from the Rise Above benefit compilation CD for the West Memphis 3. And started off with Julie Brown, Trapped in the Body of a White Girl. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme is The Bird and Rudy Show. And speaking of the Rise Above benefits for the West Memphis 3. That show is in Philadelphia tomorrow night, June 16th at TLA. The Henry Rollins Band with Keith Morris of the Circle Jerks and I believe other guests doing the songs of Black Flag and a benefit for the West Memphis 3. And this various artists benefit compilation for the West Memphis 3 Rise Above can be checked out at Henry's site, henryrollins.com. Information on the West Memphis 3 at wm3.org. And speaking of the Circle Jerks, another old punk band, they are featured in the brand new issue of Heads. There's one news shop in this area that seems to be a month ahead of everybody else, because the last issue of Head seemed to just come out in most places. But they came out with a new one, and there's no month on this cover either. At first I thought, when we were celebrating one or two weeks ago the release of Ed Rosenthal, I thought they were just kind of fucking with our heads for celebrating. but they're not putting months on here. This is Volume 3, Issue 7. I believe it would have been August issue if they were putting months on here. And this issue is fantastic. This is easily the best magazine of its genre. It's headsmagazine.com. And this issue also is incredible. There's a great article, or great interview with the Circle Jerks, and I'm going to read a part of it because it deals with the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys. Please support ex-Dead Kennedy vocalist Jello Biafra and his independent label, Alternative Tentacles, at alternativetentacles.com. And there's great stuff you can get there, including Jello's new CD, Machine Gun in the Clown's Hands. And please boycott the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys. This is Heads Magazine talking to Keith Morris and the other Circle Jerks, two of whom are also in Bad Religion. Heads, is there any truth to the rumor that the revitalized Dead Kennedys asked you to replace former lead singer Jello Biafra? Keith Morris, Darren Pellegrino, the drummer, is a friend. When he asked me, I really didn't have to think about it. To me, the Dead Kennedys without Jello are not the Dead Kennedys. Jello and I crossed paths every now and then, and I heard he was quite pleased that I had refused to take part. One of the things that Jello has always done is that he's always brought some kind of attention to himself. A lot of that has been negative attention, and I kind of feel sorry for him in that regard. At the same time, you do what you do, and you pay whatever consequences arise. So, the Reverend salutes Keith Morris and the Circle Jerks. A big salute and Circle Jerk to you. Thank you for supporting the Rise Above Tour and for not participating in the corporate scab Dead Kennedys. Also, in the new issue of Heads, if you can believe, there's yet another thing to celebrate in the month of June. In addition to Ed Rosenthal being free, Utah, that fun-loving state, Utah, dropped its case against Dennis Perron, who has helped the medically needy in the San Francisco Bay Area for decades, and another person the Reverend met a lifetime ago. Charges dropped, largely because the raid in his motel room was without a search warrant. But he lost the $4,500 in cash that was stolen when he was arrested. But the charges are dropped, and that is great news. Thank you, everybody who supported Dennis Perron, as well as everyone who supported Ed Rosenthal. And in addition to the great new issue of Heads Magazine, whatever month it is, the magazine published by Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, or FAIR, at fair.org, F-A-I-R.org, called Extra, does label the month and does know what month it is. And they call this issue June. They actually name their issues after the month that it's actually in. And this issue is one of the best ever. I would encourage everybody to get this issue. They're all great, but even if there's a new one that comes out, by the time you get around to doing it, you want the June 2003 issue of Extra from FAIR.org with the cover story, That's Militainment, the Pentagon's Media-Friendly Reality War. And let's see. I'm not going to read as much as I thought I was going to from this, but I'll just give you some titles. That's Militainment, the Pentagon's Media-Friendly Reality War, must reading. Did the war begin with a big lie? Report. Iraq would have been invaded regardless of ultimatum. When journalists attack. Amplifying officials, squelching dissent. Fair study finds democracy poorly served by war coverage. Oh, here's something interesting. Percentage of U.S. sources. This is the people who say, oh yes, there's a free press. The program, the officials, and the pro-war people use the sources and the anti-war uses of sources. ABC World News Tonight, 66% official, 69% pro-war, 3% anti-war. CBS, total war whores. CBS Evening News, 75% official, 77% pro-war, negative 1% anti-war. CNN Wolf Blitzer Report, 74% official, 68% pro-war, 3% anti-war. Fox Special Report, can you be bigger corporate whores than Fox? And I mean no disrespect to true whores and legitimate working people who do not deserve a degrading comparison. Fox Special Report, 70% officials, 81% pro-war, 3% anti-war. NBC Nightly News, 60% officials, 65% pro-war, 4% anti-war. PBS NewsHour, 65% officials, 66% pro-war, 3% anti-war. There's too much great stuff to even cover half of it. This entire issue is fantastic. And an article, I don't have time to read this. Using pro-troops to mean pro-war is anti-journalistic. This is from Extra, the magazine of FAIR, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, from FAIR.org, the June 2003 issue. Enough plugging of that. To see Bush Flash animated features, and there's a bunch more added. EricBlumrich.com. E-R-I-C, Eric Blumrich, B-L-U-M-R-I-C-H, ericblumrich.com/animation.html. You'll be glad I gave you this big, long link. For information on the 4th of July protest, when George W. Numbnuts Bush comes to Philadelphia, you can go to defenestrator.org or justiceinjuly.org. Let's see. More bozo of the week is definitely Bono, who recorded a song by American Christian Taliban and Bush regime ho Orrin Hatch, also an anti-choicer. Bono, just when you think he can't get more stupid. Check out the cartoons of Ward Sutton at Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N, Sutton Impact Studios.com, and click on Schlock and Roll. There's five more great ones. On Dr. Susan Block's show last night, Brittany Andrews, Kamisha Amado, and George DiLorenzo, and I'm pretty sure there's a new show on the 21st, drsusanblock.com, and check out shows upcoming for the next guest. Shows past, including The Reverend Live on Dr. Susie's show, November 2002. Reverend Bookburn presents Dr. Susie with the Emma Goldman Freedom Award, and editorials and terror journals. Okay. Everlasting Godstopper News. She has changed her chat at SN, organized another edition of Meetup locally at Cherry Hill at Fridays by the Cherry Hill Mall, Tuesday evening around 7 or 7:30, I forget which. And she's organizing her own contingent of freethinkers for the July 4th protest against Bush when he comes to town. If you want information on any of that, write to her, godstopper@atheistnetwork.com. To get T.L. and Susie Wall's erotic spoof of Star Wars, or to support them in their legal case in Missouri, you can go to videoalt.com. Oh, and I'm forgetting something. I can tell. All right, next week we're going to have Lord Jesus on again, and hopefully, and maybe Jennifer Hunter, although that should really be two separate shows. Although, I don't know, it might be interesting to bring them together. For information on emergency contraception, known as ECP, you can go to backupyourbirthcontrol.com, and we need to be resourced in this time of shriveling information. Let's see. Next at RadioVolta.org is DJ Comet, but she's not here yet, so I don't know if she's going to be here. I might go over time. going to lose the listeners at atheistnetwork.com in a couple minutes and probably remain on the two Washington outlets. And hopefully next week we'll have Lord Jesus on. And I got tremendous feedback for the post-heartbreak show idea, so it's probably not going to be in the distant future. It is probably going to be in the next couple of weeks. That was a really big response and really seemed to touch a nerve. So for everyone going through divorce, separation, heartbreak, whatever, the Peace and Healing show is going to happen probably in a couple of weeks. Again, I'm going to be on a much more flexible schedule while I plan to travel and while guests are traveling around who might end up on the show, etc. Information, write to me, Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org, and I'll send you the playlist and various information. So you're going to play final couple of songs, and you'll hear the next plugs in a couple of minutes at the remaining broadcasting streams, but first another song. This is from the very first wave of punk. This is from around 1977, I believe, in England, and the band is the Nosebleeds.